Here you are, hiding, while I've been looking everywhere for you. Come on, I've got the carriage ready.
Nirmala replied indifferently. You go. I don't want to go. Krishna insisted.
No, my dear sister, please come today. Look how cool the breeze is.
Nirmala sighed. I really don't feel like it. You go on. Krishna's eyes filled with tears. In a trembling voice, she said,
Why won't you come today? Why won't you talk to me? You keep hiding away. I feel so restless sitting alone. If you won't go, then I won't either. I will stay here with you.
Nirmala looked at Krishna with a faint smile and said, And what will you do when I'm gone? Who will you play with? And who will you go out with then? Krishna replied,
I will go with you. I can't stay here alone.
Nirmala smiled. Mother won't let you come with me. Krishna insisted.
Then I won't let you go either. Why don't you tell mother that you don't want to leave?
Nirmala sighed. I am telling her, but no one listens. Krishna asked,
Isn't this your home too?
Nirmala shook her head sadly. No, if it were my home, why would they be so eager to send me away? Krishna whispered,
Will I be sent away like this too one day?
Nirmala nodded. Yes, we girls don't really have a home. Krishna asked,
What about Chandar? Will he be sent away too?
Nirmala replied, Chandar is a boy. No one will send him away. Krishna asked,
Then girls must be really bad, right?
Nirmala's eyes filled with sadness. If we weren't bad, why would they drive us away? Krishna said,
Chandar is so naughty, yet no one drives him away. We never do anything wrong.
Suddenly, Chandar came stomping up the stairs and, seeing Nirmala, said,
Oh, here you are. Oh, soon the drums will play. Sister will become a bride riding in a palanquin. Oh, ho.
Chandar's full name was Chandar Banu Sinha. He was 3 years younger than Nirmala and 2 years older than Krishna. Nirmala warned him, Chandar, if you tease me, I'll go tell mother right now. Chandar laughed.
Then why do you get annoyed? Just listen to the drums. Oh, you're going to be a bride. Right, Krishna? You'll hear the drums too. You've never heard drums like these before.
Krishna asked.
Better than the band?
Chandar nodded enthusiastically.
Yes, yes, 1,000 times better. 1,000,000 times better. You had one band and thought nothing could be better? The musicians will wear bright red uniforms and black caps. They'll look so handsome you can't even imagine. There'll be fireworks too. Rockets shooting up into the sky, reaching the stars. And then red, yellow, green, blue stars will fall down. It'll be amazing.
Krishna's eyes widened.
And what else, Chandar? Tell me more, dear brother.
Chandar smiled.
Come with me for a walk and I'll tell you everything on the way. There will be such wonders that your eyes will be wide open. Fairies flying in the sky. Real fairies.
Krishna jumped up.
All right, let's go. But if you don't tell me, I'll hit you.
Chandar and Krishna left, but Nirmala remained alone. Seeing Krishna leave at this moment made her feel deeply hurt. Krishna, whom she loved more than her own life, had become so indifferent today, leaving her all alone. It wasn't much, but a wounded heart is like a sore eye, where even the slightest breeze causes pain. Nirmala sat crying for a long time. She thought, My siblings, my parents, everyone will forget me like this. Their eyes will turn away. and perhaps I will long just to see them again.